Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Quick second, we delivered humor, politics, and sausage. And Kevin from The Office.
Nope, it's not Ashton Kutcher. It's Kevin Malone.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
I don't know what to make of this. The response on the WTMJ talk and text line. Eric announced earlier that our Halloween special, which will premiere on the air at 8:40 this morning.
Yeah.
If you must have it now, you can do that. You text SHOW to 855-616-1620, and we have a link there where you can listen to it right now.
Solomon Shovel, the debut.
So I don't know what to make of the fact that we've received no reviews. None. Not one person has commented on what they have heard.
A lot of people have sent in for the link.
Yeah. But they're blown away.
Maybe they're listening to it a second time. Or maybe there's also a link, by the way, on that page to see the playlist that Greg Pancake Hill has put together, our Halloween playlist for today. As you know, he always likes to put that together.
A little bit of news, a little bit of humor in this segment here features politics, sausage, a great Wisconsin company, and Kevin from The Office.
I kind of know what it's like to be in commercials. My nickname in high school used to be Kool-Aid Man.
Dateline, Scranton, PA. Home, of course, of Dunder Mifflin's branch there on the show The Office. Tell you what that has to do with anything in a moment. First to politics and then the sausage. She already knew that Pennsylvania, much like our state here, Wisconsin, a battleground state. Did you know the media market for Scranton-Wilkes-Barre has seen and heard more than $81 million in political ads this election season? That's more than us here in Milwaukee. And their entire metro is about the size of Milwaukee in terms of population.
Okay.
Between 500,000 and 600,000. So according to market research, campaign spending is at nearly $156 per voting age adult in that community.
Wow.
So if you think you're tired here, so what's that got to do with sausage? Johnsonville, global headquarters in Sheboygan Falls here in Wisconsin, has this Keep It Juicy campaign. Seen some of these ads. They're pretty funny. Don't know if all of them are, but some are narrated by Vince Vaughn, and they kind of play on political themes.
Are we saying sausage is the key to forming a more perfect union? Can't hurt. And may we suggest a little more town, less hall?
What's that?
Fresh air, sunshine. Fire up a little barbecue in a. We the people need to keep it juicy.
A little less town, a little more town, a little less hall, right? So you get the idea. Let's all come together over sausage. So enter Johnsonville. They set up this event outside the courthouse in Lackawanna County in Scranton. And they had actor Brian Baumgartner grilling Johnsonville brats and handing them out. Greg, do you have that slideshow? Producer Greg Hill is running a slideshow here on the live stream. If you're watching on our YouTube channel, click watch on the digital app or at WTMJ.com. They also handed out slogan T-shirts with messages including, "Thanks, sausage, it's almost over." "Sausage stands with Scranton." And my personal favorite, "I survived $81 million in political ads and all I got was this sausage."
Mm-hmm.
So good stuff. Looked like it was a good time there. So there. One quick swagging. We delivered humor, politics, and sausage. And Kevin from The Office.
Nope. It's not Ashton Kutcher. It's Kevin Malone. Equally handsome, equally smart.
Sports coming up next. It's sponsored by Holiday Automotive at Highway 23 in Fond du Lac. Holiday Automotive, it's worth the trip.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
It's over.
Here's the 1-2 pitch from Buehler. Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for LA! They've done it! They finished the job and give Los Angeles the parade it's been waiting for.
Yeah, so the Dodgers come from behind to beat the Yankees in Game 5, 7-6, the final.
A swarm of Dodgers on the right side of the infield.
Okay.
Grown men but children again. Living out their dream.
All right, so that's the Dodgers Radio Network.
Today?
Freddie Freeman is your MVP. He had himself quite a series. 4 home runs, 6 hits total, 12 RBI, 5 runs. So, yeah, so they are celebrating in L.A.
Never forget this moment, where you are, who you're with,
okay. And
the joy you feel as the Dodgers win their 8th World Championship.
Oh, long-suffering.
Long-suffering.
It's been like 3 years.
Yes.
It has been three years.
Well, yeah, they won in, what, 2020 or 21?
Great. Green Bay Packers, one more game before we hit the bye week. And always seems to come at the right time, the bye, right? Head coach Matt LaFleur's injury update on Wednesday's practice, reading like a MASH unit.
Did not participate were Jair, Josh Jacobs, Elton Jenkins, Jordan Love, Josh Myers, Rasheed Walker, and Evan Williams.
Those are just the guys who didn't participate, as he indicated in practice. Others were limited, as you heard. Jordan Love did not participate. He's rehabbing that pulled groin.
Get your scores from a guy like me who knows what it's like to have a groin injury.
So could Love theoretically miss this entire week of practice, yet still be put in as the starter on Sunday, Coach?
Potentially.
All right.
If you're waiting for more than that, I mean, there are more words, but he's not going to give you any
more on that.
So that's about what we know.
Fine.
Might not know until Sunday afternoon. Remember, 3:25 kick, so it could be noon, 1 o'clock on Sunday before we find out whether or not Love will start. Packers and Lions Sunday at Lambeau, then our much-needed week off. Aaron Rodgers back on primetime tonight with his 2-6 Jets team. They've got the 6-2 Texans in New York. That kick at 7:15.
Bucks forward Chris Middleton getting closer, but he won't play tonight. Bucks and Grizzlies. Our Buck Shooter on coverage starts at 6. Tip-off at 7 tonight right here on WTMJ.
Grown men but children again. Living out their dream.
Just talking with a friend who was up north over the past weekend doing something that seems to be increasing in popularity, riding trails on ATVs or UTVs that are out there now. There's no snowmobiling last winter up north. So good that folks up there are capitalizing perhaps on some of this new business. But this guy was new to the activity and mentioned that safety was a concern because there are a lot of folks out there and they're going fast. Sometimes they're on trails that they don't know. So a timely piece here in this month's Driver's Ed with Debbie. We take a look at how you can be extra safe when you hit the trails.
It's a beautiful fall day in Wisconsin. The sun is shining, the leaves are turning, and the off-road trails are calling. Time to break out the ATV or UTV. But first, for the uninitiated, what exactly is the difference between the two?
An ATV is generally a one or two-person machine. The operator and passenger straddles the seat. So it's kind of your traditional all-terrain vehicle. And a UTV, a lot of people call them side-by-sides. These have boomed in popularity. These are going to be side-by-side seats. They're going to have seat belts. They're going to have roll bars. More of a machine to haul more people, I guess, and do work with. Some of them have dump boxes and things like that.
The DNR's Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator, Lieutenant Jake Holzclaw, says as you gear up for your next adventure, it's important to remember that ATV and UTV riding can be dangerous if not done responsibly.
It's an awesome sport. It's a lot of fun. The fall colors are amazing this year. A lot of people are going to be getting out and riding on them. But we just want to make sure that people are doing it safely.
According to the DNR, in 2023, there were over 300 ATV or UTV crashes in Wisconsin alone, with 32 of those being fatal. And I didn't even count the boats, dirt bikes, and snowmobiles. These types of vehicles aren't like bikes where you can just jump on and go. There's a little bit of work you have to do to be allowed to ride the trails.
Any operation on any public roads that are open or trails or public lands that are open for their travel, folks need to take an ATV safety course. And it's required for anybody born after January 1st of 1988. One thing I like to remind people is that across the state, you do need to absolutely have that ATV safety course if you're born after January 1st of 1988.
And where can you take these courses? Well, there's an online class you can take from the DNR that costs about $35. Once you pay that and pass the course,
you then will be sent a proof of completion. And if you complete that course, you just have to carry that proof of completion with you. It's basically like your, quote, driver's license for an ATV or a UTV.
If you're a little more flexible and can do so,
a second option is you can take an in-person class. And there's a variety of in-person classes around the state. The fee for that is currently $10 a student, so it's a little bit cheaper. And in some cases, kids learn better in kind of that in-person environment. And those links are all found through the Wisconsin DNR website.
Another thing to remember about your sweet ride.
No matter where you're operating, if your ATV or UTV is in the state for 15 days or more, so basically permanently kept here, it does need to be registered in the state of Wisconsin. So a couple options for that. Just like a motor vehicle, there has to be some registration fees there. And those fees do help maintain our system of trails. And then some of that money goes back as well toward safety enforcement.
It's not just free riders out there looking to have fun. We're heading into all the different hunting seasons too. And these vehicles are being used more and more by hunters.
And one thing to keep in mind too is when a lot of times when people are using these for hunting, they're taking them in kind of some steeper terrain potentially or kind of some uneven areas and hills. And we want to make sure people remember that these machines can be a bit top heavy. And if you're going to be on some complex terrain, you know, really use caution. Don't go up or down hills that are too steep. You know, tell people where you're going and when you're going to be back. And then again, even though you're going hunting, we would really suggest that you wear a helmet because it's the safest thing to do.
And remember, keep the celebrating with adult beverages to after you've put the machine up for the day. By following these simple tips, you can enjoy a safe and fun riding experience. Let's make this fall a season of responsible riding. Debbie Lozaga, WTMJ News.
Jordan Love tells you his plan to try to get back on the field by Sunday. We got sports at 7:45.
You know, we've talked a lot about the challenges that face the Archdiocese here in Milwaukee, right? The shortage of priests. You obviously have some consolidations of churches. Well, now another hurdle has been thrown on the track for these folks. Joining us in studio, WDTMJ's Adam Roberts. What are we learning?
So, Eric and Vince, we're learning that we could be facing the potential for an even worse shortage of those priests you mentioned, and it all pertains to a religious workers visa program, which Archbishop Jerome Listecki says was altered last year in spring, and it's causing a backlog of these foreign-born priests who are trying to reapply for their work visas. It used to be you could apply the first day you come in America, it'd take about a year to get, you'd be fine. Well, now it's taking, in some cases, up to 5 years to get these visas, which would mean you'd have to leave the country for a period of time once your current visa expires. I talked with Vicar of the Clergy, Nathan Reisman. He says it took them completely by surprise when this change happened, and they're not exactly finding a lot of solutions at the moment.
We are trying to see if there are any other possible visa scenarios that we can explore. Short of that, most of us across the country are really saying we don't have any solution.
And an important note also, this is not just priests. This is foreign-born religious workers. So that means someone who could be at maybe a faith-based hospital, working in an OR or something, or maybe an intergenerational care facility.
We rely on these guys from all over the world to help our people and staff and ministries, and this endangers their status here right now.
So there's more to come on this story. I'm working on a multi-part series on this, but as of right now, the impact is about 24 of these foreign-born priests whose status in America is up in question.
It feels like that should be an easy fix, right?
Yes.
Right? Shouldn't it?
Well, never is. Adam, thank you.
You bet.
News is sponsored by Annex Wealth Management's Money Talk. That's heard Saturdays at 10, right here on WTMJ. Brookfield, Menominee Falls, Germantown, Burlington, Racine, Kenosha. These are communities, among others, that
still have trick-or-treating
tonight. Yes, indeed. Did I mention Waukesha? Waukesha as well. It's 5 to 7 tonight.
For a lot of folks, it feels like Halloween was a week ago.
Right. We had trick-or-treats Sunday in Greendale, and I'm right. What's all this Halloween? Well, today's Halloween.
Right, the actual day.
Yes.
Yes, we'll be out there.
Eric has compelled us to appear in costume today, which I don't typically like to do. So I've given you my maximum effort today.
I'm so proud of you. Thank you for making me happy, even though I know you're miserable.
If you are watching along with us on the YouTube page or click watch on our digital app, click watch now on WTMJ.com or text watch to 855-616-1620. You can see I've worn the court jester hat.
So you have a jester hat on, and every time I keep hearing these little bells ring, I'm like, what is that? And it's the bells on your court jester.
This isn't some like costume parlor jester hat. This is a quality hat.
That's legit. That is legit.
I'm ashamed to tell you I actually purchased it as an adult. I mean, granted, I was still in college, but still.
I am a little disappointed you're not wearing the full body jester outfit, though.
Again.
With the curly cute toes on
yes. Would you have expected that? You're lucky you got this. Leave it be.
All right, a couple of things. Some housekeeping. So the show has dropped. The Halloween radio show, third annual Wisconsin's Morning News Halloween radio show, has dropped. It's on the old podcast page. You can text the word show, and we'll send it back to you. We will air it. We will broadcast it 1 hour from now right here on the program. But if you need it early, you can just text the word show to 855-616-1620, and we'll send it to you.
Also included there is Greg yes. Pancake Hill, who produces the program, also assembled a Halloween playlist today.
Yes.
We were talking about some radio stations going all Halloween music, like they do typically for the holidays, for Christmas and whatnot. I don't know. How long is the playlist, G? Like, was it more than an hour?
I think it's about 45 minutes. I can use suggestions.
And Thriller's like 19 minutes long.
No kidding. How much is...
Especially when it's done there twice.
I mean, Werewolves in London, what else you got?
That's not even a Halloween song.
See, you
gotta Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah, there's some good ones in there. There's some good ones. So yes, you can find that also included in our Halloween Bash link that we'll send you. Our two former radio shows. So you can hear the 2023 version and the 2022 version of our Halloween radio shows on that link as well.
Collect them all. 744, sports up next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Packers practice once again today. Jordan Love, an update on his groin injury that pulled him from last Sunday's game.
Same thing, I'm going to take it one day at a time.
Day by day.
Today. Sound familiar?
Yes, they say this all the time.
Yes, and it's the same dance we danced already when he suffered that knee injury in week one. Didn't practice Wednesday. Says he wants to play on Sunday against the Lions. Now, if you're waiting for Love to...
We don't have to hear the whole song.
It's just the theme song for this segment. Love's not throwing himself any pity party. It's the second time, you know, of course, we've been playing the song this season.
You know, injury is part of the game, so you hate to see him. It sucks when it happens to you, but it's part of it. So just trying to control as you control, handle rehab, handle trying to get back, and do everything I can to prevent injuries in the future.
Yeah, seeing the trainers, doing the rehab day by day, hoping to get better. Could be a game time decision Sunday as to whether or not it's Love or number two QB Malik Willis as the starter against Detroit. Thursday night football, if you need it. Primetime's got to be getting tired of seeing Aaron Rodgers.
Boy, this has to be the last game, right? There's no flex with these guys.
Jets are 2-6. They're on primetime again. They host the 6-2 Texans tonight. That's a 7:15 kick.
Baseball is over.
Here's the 1-2 pitch from Buehler. Got him swinging! That's it! It's a World Series win for LA! They've done it! They finished the job and give Los Angeles the parade it's been waiting for.
So there wasn't a parade when they won a couple of years ago. That was post-pandemic stuff.
Oh,
so,
that's what that's so their about. Parade, I'm like, they just won.
Yeah, they have the Kirk Gibson year, that's when they had their last parade. So that's why he's so excited about it.
Never forget this moment. Where you are, who you're with, and the joy you feel as the Dodgers win their 8th World Championship.
So that was the Dodgers Radio Network.
A swarm of Dodgers on the right side of the infield.
All right, guys.
Grown men but children again. Living out their dream.
Yes, they are. Anyway, Freddie Freeman is your MVP. So the Bucks need a win. They're 1-3, and they play the Grizzlies tonight. No timeline yet on Chris Middleton. He's not playing tonight. So Bucks and Grizzlies. Our guys Justin Garcia and Brandon Snide. It's only, what, game 4 going into game 5, and they're already sniping at each other in the post
because they're in a bad mood.
Yeah, so listen to this.
This whole thing's...
Right, that, nope, nope, no, not doing
enough
more of
that guy.
So this is Brandon bringing up, they're arguing over the refs.
I mean, it seemed like Tony Brothers was ready to get out of there, and very interesting game that was officiated tonight.
Well, I mean,
tonight
come on. No, this was not... Officiating didn't determine what happened in this game.
I'm not saying it did. I just said it was interesting. I didn't say anything about the officiating.
Why? I mean, it doesn't even warrant a mention. That was the least of what went wrong.
I would disagree with you. And I think there
officiating
was
officiating factored
where,
into the Celtics making it.
So, Bucks, please help us out. Help our guys out. Bucks and Grizzlies tonight. 6 p.m. is our pregame. Tip-off is at 7 here on WTMJ.
7:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Ready, hut, hut.
Idea Man.
I don't want to say Bill Stead has cursed him since he's kind of, you know, crowned himself the bold king, but
innovator.
I think Xavier McKinney is on that track, even though he's been sloughing off a little bit with zero picks the last couple weeks.
Total sloughing off.
And Packers Hall of Famer.
And now Lawrence is picked off. It's McKinney, his league-leading sixth interception of the season.
It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News. Presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
Mark Tauscher on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. If you're watching along on YouTube, everybody in the spirit today as Tausch joins us. As is that like an actual dude or just scary mask?
Are you serious? So first off, I jump
I
on.
I asked if it was Hulk and you wouldn't confirm. And now
no, and Pancake legitimately is like, hey, are you wearing a mask today? your producer
time
looks
out
at me, and then
did
I'm
you just
thinking
not
to myself,
get a lot of sleep?
Am I really this blank and ugly that Greg Pancake Hill would look at me and say, is that a mask? So I don't even know. What does Hulk do besides, and then I wore the green shirt
because
I think he's all green. Obviously, he's a little more ripped up than I am, but yes, it's the Hulk.
Okay.
Must not be a great mask. This is like the Dwayne Wade statue down in Miami. You think that that's what it is, but everybody kind of looks around like, just wait a second. What? Is that right? No? Yep. Hulk.
Guy's wearing a mask. Hey, how come you didn't dress up?
Very nice.
Are there festivities today? Like, are you remaining in costume or what's your plan?
So for the show, I mean, I think this is one of the beautiful things about our jobs. And I saw on some of the other ESPN shows, you get in costume. I know Halloween is it's obviously a kid's holiday, but I think it's the one holiday where adults really let it rip and kids let it rip and you kind of do it. So we're, I think, Monstars tonight as a family. We usually try to do something as a family. And then, you know, we'll go into one of the families in the neighborhood, kind of always hosts in their basement. And then the kids just disperse. So, yeah, I'm going to go. I can't do my normal costume because I couldn't talk through the mask. So I thought this would be a good kind of a bridge, still celebrating the great holiday of Halloween.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about this, Tausch, because we had the Green Bay rally. Former President Trump was in Titletown for his big political rally, and Brett Favre was a speaker. Got out on that stage in front of 10,000 plus in support of the former president. A.J. Dillon was there as well. Just curious, like, what would it – you stay out of the political fray generally, right? Like, what would it take for you to be on a stage with a candidate?
I think you have to really feel strongly, obviously, if you're going to go and do that, especially if you're, you know, doing things because you're going to alienate 50% of your audience if you get really deep into the weeds. So I always respect people when they put their kind of money where their mouth is. And if they're going to go, whether it's supporting, the Democrats, supporting the Republicans, it's really, Brett is not, like, he doesn't love speaking either. That's not his deal. Like, he is not normally, you know, I've done some events with him where it's more of a Q&A vibe. It's not Brett getting up and speaking. So I did not see or hear what he spoke on, but obviously he feels very strongly to come up to Green Bay and to do what he did last
week. Well, here's a question there for you, Tausch. What if someone approached you and said, hey, there's a seat open in Congress, we think you're the guy who could win it. We'll get behind you. You can run as an independent. You can Tom Osborne it, and you can be this congressman for the state of Wisconsin. Would you run for office if someone approached you?
House for Congress.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just don't know. So I'm not a very political guy. That's not really where I'm at. I have beliefs on certain things, obviously, but I just don't think you can win as an independent in anything. I don't care where, if you're running for dog catcher. Like, I just think we're so polarized now that if you're going to run, you have to kind of pick a side and then you can carve out certain things. But I just don't think anyone, and this would have been probably what you'd have thought would have been a good year. You have a couple of candidates a lot of people don't like. And if this was a year, you'd have a kind of an independent, but I just don't think it's viable. So for as much as I'd love to say that'd be really interesting and fascinating, it feels like it's a losing. You don't want to. If you're going to go do it, you got to win. And if you're gonna do it, you want to position yourself to win. I don't think anyone that's just going to stay independent. Ross Perot is probably the last guy that got any kind of votes as an independent for any that made any type of headway.
Nader.
So, no, I just think it'd be a losing proposition.
All right. Fair enough.
I'd like to explore the Tausch platform further, though, as long as we're going down this road. But we're coming up against it.
I wonder who of all the people that you guys work with on a daily basis at WTMJ, who would be the most likely to run for office?
Mercier.
Yeah, that was going to be my guess. I would say Merck, right? Because okay. Merck has the confidence of his convictions. He's dogmatic. Me, you know, like if you listen to the show, you hear Eric and I both kind of danced. Well, these folks say this, and these folks say, oh,
yeah,
doesn't
we're
mean
more
I don't
empathetic
have
to both sides.
Oh,
yeah,
good point. Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, right. Fair point. Yep.
I love that we're having this serious conversation and you're still wearing that mask.
What exactly? I'm still irritated, and I love Pancake. I love having our conversations before I jump on with you guys. I'm still
time
like,
out. Hold on, Tausch. I love you, buddy, but that's because I heard you first before I saw you. That's why.
Revisionist history, boys. Yeah. Revisionist history.
Yes, what Congressman Pancake was really meant to say was
right.
7:58. Yeah. Happy Halloween, Tausch. Thanks, my friend.
See you guys.
The ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a